morning. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF here on this Thursday morning here in Southeast Kansas. And now joining us in studio from Wilson Medical Center, we have Janice Reese and also Adam Gull, who is the program director of the Wilson Medical Regional Wound Care and Hyperbaric Medicine Center. And guys, welcome this morning. It's good to see you guys.
It's good morning. It's good to see you too, Kyle.
Morning, Kyle.
All right, Wolf. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And Adam, before we really get started, just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a wound care program director. I've been at the clinic now for coming up on 8 months. I've started in hyperbarics. I have about 7 years experience doing hyperbaric treatments for patients, and got my master's in healthcare administration. So now running the program, and things are really taking off.
And again, I understand you guys did win an award, or at least in the top percent, wound centers out of over 600 clinics in the United States.
Yeah, so last year we got the Clinical Excellence Award that was presented by Healogix. They're a company who contracts centers all across the United States and hospitals, and we got it based on our heal rates. So our comprehensive heal rate was right around 78%, which is very successful. Most centers, I mean, there was six other states right around us that there wasn't a single center that won an award. So it was really exciting to get that award.
So, no, that's some good stuff there, especially out of 600 clinics. That's a great thing. And let's go ahead and get started talking about the wound center. So tell us about the wound center. It's the first of its kind in Kansas, correct?
Yeah, so it was the first specialty wound care center established in Kansas back in 1999. Wound care centers have really kind of exploded over the last 10 years, but Wilson Medical Center was really kind of ahead of their time getting a specialty wound care center established that early.
And, of course, what kind of providers are in the wound center?
So we have two doctors in our center, Dr. Cronister and Dr. Barrett, who have both been there since the clinic started back in 1999. And Becky Roan, who is our nurse practitioner. She's been in wound care for about the same amount of time. She's kind of gone a different path. She started as a nurse, got her nurse practitioner. She does both wound care in our center, and she does treatments out in facilities in the area. So she'll go to nursing facilities, long-term living facilities, and she'll provide that care in patients' homes as well.
So what kind of patients are needed, or what kind of patients do you guys serve?
Any patient that's experiencing a chronic wound, a non-healing wound that they've seen their primary care for a week or two, maybe four. It just kind of depends on their primary care, how long they want to work on that. But we really try to encourage primary cares to get those patients in early to us. A lot of our patients are diabetics who have compromised blood flow, so they do experience ulcers on their lower extremities. We have patients who have poor blood flow related to arterial and venous disease, and surgical patients, patients with pressure ulcers. So really a wide variety, but the wounds are typically pretty chronic and very difficult to heal, and we want to be involved in that process.
So you would definitely want to help those folks out. So what kind of treatments do you guys offer at the wound center to help out with that?
We have really advanced modalities that we try to do that aren't done in the typical primary care setting. So we have 18 different dressings that are specific, that we can, you know, customize specific to the actual wound's needs. We have total contact casts, which is basically like a walking boot that is applied to the patient and is able to offload that pressure. Compression wraps that are changed sometimes up to three times a week. We do hyperbaric oxygen treatments. We utilize cellular tissue products such as Grafix, AmnioBand, AlloPatch. It's kind of it's basically a skin substitute type material. And then we also do a lot of care coordination with other specialties like endocrinologists, nephrologists. We work with podiatrists to really try to help those patients get the care they need beyond just the wound care.
You said that a lot better than I would. Believe me, I stumble over a lot of words, and I do this for a living. We're talking to Adam Gull, the program director of the Wilson Medical Regional Wound Care and Hyperbaric Medicine Center, and continuing our conversation with him. So what is the typical patient experience at the wound center when people first get there?
So the patient's first visit is typically Up to an hour, sometimes even a little longer, because we're really trying to get a good history and develop a wound care plan that's specific to that patient's wounds. A lot of time there's different testing involved to determine if the patient has adequate blood flow, determine if their diabetes is controlled or not, just different tests that we need to kind of get some results on to establish which direction we're going to go. And then from there, our patients, we kind of expect them to visit weekly so that we can track that wound progress, determine what changes need to be made in that care plan. You know, if a patient develops an infection or if a patient is healing faster than we thought, then we can make adjustments to the dressings that we're applying to really fit the needs of the patient. We check wound measurements every week. We're just really involved in that patient's care. A lot of our patients with the compression wraps, they need those changed up to 3 times a week. So we may see a patient multiple times a week. Wound vacs, those are also multiple times a week. So some of our patients we're only seeing every week. Some patients, we can put them out to 2 weeks if we need to based on their travel needs. So we really have a lot of really patient-specific care.
Okay, and you talked about it a little bit earlier, but you guys do go out in the community, the rural health wound care by Becky Roan, and again, she goes into homes and living in nursing facilities, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So Becky's really involved out in the community. She's well known. A lot of the providers, they have interactions with her because they're managing some of the nursing facilities or medical directors out there. So when they have a patient in the facility that they see has a wound, they can send her a referral and she'll come out to the facility. She goes to Montgomery Place, some of the medical lodges, DiversaCare, all the way up in Chanute. So she'll even go down to Bartlesville, Oklahoma, where she sees patients at Adams Park. So she covers a really wide area. She does that in-home care that for those patients who don't have the transportation capacity, and she can really make a difference in a lot of patients' lives.
And I might add there, Kyle, that she also is a certified wound care specialist. So she really knows what is going on. She's went out and got that education and is certified in that. So that's another thing that's special about Becky in that regards, is that she can she's had that training.
And one of the important factors is always cost when it comes to specialty care. She's able to go into the facilities, and it doesn't cost the facilities anything for Becky to come and provide wound care there. It all is billed through the patient's insurance. When it comes to skilled nursing facilities, she's through a rural health clinic, so that's also billed through the patient's insurance. And it really doesn't cost the facilities anything, and it's a great benefit for the facility that they don't have to necessarily provide that staff to do that care.
Absolutely, and it helps out those folks that cannot actually get out to the facility. You actually come to their homes, and I know that helps out a lot for a lot of people. Also, you guys have hyperbaric oxygen treatments. So what are some of the qualifying wounds and indications?
Yeah, so hyperbaric oxygen treatments is kind of one of our more specialized treatment options. Not every patient qualifies. I would say roughly probably 20% of our patients would qualify for that treatment. Diabetic foot ulcers that have an infection involve structures of the foot, such as bone or tendon or ligament. Those patients, they qualify for hyperbaric oxygen. Patients with bone infections that have been treated with antibiotics and just haven't responded and continue to have that bone infection, they can be treated with hyperbaric oxygen. Radiation injuries, these are some of our best results. We get our best results from these patients with soft tissue radionecrosis, osteoradionecrosis. Those are basically the blood vessels have been damaged from the radiation. There's not adequate blood flow. We're trying to reestablish that blood flow, and hyperbaric oxygen can help do that. Compromised flaps, skin grafts, crush injuries. Those are kind of some of our more emergent type treatments. So we would do more aggressive type hyperbaric oxygen where they may be seen 2-3 times a day. Carbon monoxide poisoning is treated specifically with hyperbaric oxygen for the best results. It's not available, of course, in every hospital for 24-hour-a-day treatment, but if those patients can get into a facility with hyperbaric oxygen and get treated, they have the least neurological deficits after treatment. And then decompression sickness or the bends, you'll hear that a lot with divers along the coast. They use hyperbaric oxygen a lot more for treating those types of that type of illness where the patient has too much nitrogen in their system. They surface, and that nitrogen expands within the blood, and they can't bend their joints. So that's why it's commonly called the bends. But we don't really see that here in Kansas and the central U.S. So.
All right, so for hyperbaric oxygen treatments, what actually is that treatment?
So it's the patient will go into a chamber. It's a glass chamber so that they can see out of it and not feel so confined. It lasts typically around 90 minutes all the way up to 125 minutes, and it's a five-day-a-week treatment. Like I said, some of the more emergent protocols require multiple treatments a day to really make a difference.
So how does the treatment work?
Kind of the best way I can explain it is to, if you think about a Coke bottle, when you get the Coke bottle and you feel it, it's kind of pressurized, it's got all of that carbon dioxide in it, and when you open the cap, all that carbon dioxide comes out and it can fizz out of there. The chamber is kind of the same thing as the Coke bottle. Basically, we're pressurizing it, and all of that gas is staying in the liquid solution, which would be your blood, and then it's being transported out throughout the rest of the body.
All right. So again, that's the best way to explain it that even I can understand it. You guys also do skin grafts and skin substitutes as well, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So they're a very advanced product. I mean, they have a lot of uses. Some surgeons like to use them when they're closing up their wounds. We use them to cover up the wounds and we leave them in place usually for a week. So it's kind of like a scaffolding that the new cells and tissues can grow into and utilize to just grow that new wound tissue that we're trying to accomplish. These products come from all different sources. So we have human tissues like our amniotic, which come from placental tissues. We have dermal, which are basically skin tissues that have been harvested and, you know, processed that to keep certain layers that they've found to be most beneficial for our patients. And then a variety of animals actually are also utilized. So we have fish, we have bovine, which would be cows, and porcine, which would be pigs. And then they also have some composite ones that are engineered and made from like an artificial skin.
All right. We're talking to Adam Gall, the program director of the Wilson Medical Regional Wound Care and Hyperbaric Medicine Center. And one of the last things we do want to ask you is how can patients overall prevent wounds?
So the biggest types of wounds we see are foot wounds related to our diabetic population. You know, we all in the summertime, we want to put on our flip-flops or whatever shoes are the most comfortable for us. But that patient population, their blood flow is just so compromised that they often develop neuropathy and lose sense of feeling in their feet, so that when they do have, say, a piece of sand or rock in their shoe, they don't notice it and they develop that foot wound. So it's good to have properly fitting footwear so that those types of wounds don't even get started. Regular healthcare checkups. We all see our primary care physicians, hopefully, to get those regular annual checkups and control our diabetes, manage our blood pressure. Those make a big difference in whether or not we're experiencing wounds. And at those regular checkups, our primary care providers, the big message we want to share is to perform those annual foot checks. It's kind of a CMS requirement to provide an annual foot check for our diabetic patient population. So for our healthcare providers can help out and get those patients to take their shoes off, check their feet. They may not know that they even have a wound, and we can catch it before it gets too bad. With summer coming up, you know, we all get out in the sun. We want to be around our family, be outside. We're just so much more active. We got to remember to put that sunblock on, prevent those opportunities for skin cancer, really take care of our skin as good as we can. And then we have our patients with venous ulcers or venous insufficiency. We want those patients to get the compression stockings that their primary cares are probably advising them to get, and be sure to wear those regularly, because that will prevent those venous wounds from occurring.
All right, so some great stuff there, great information about the about what goes on at the Wilson Medical Regional Wound Care and Hyperbaric Medicine Center. And Adam, if anybody has any more questions they would like to ask you about this, or maybe they can find some more information, how can they do that?
Yeah, so you can call our Wound Care Center at any time. We're happy to share information. We reach out to providers. If any providers want to get a hold of us or patients, you can give us a call at 620-325-8393. You can ask to speak with a nurse. You can ask to speak with myself. We'll be happy to give you the answers you need.
And Janice, again, if anybody would like to contact the Wilson Medical Center proper, how can they do that as well?
They can reach us at 620-325-2611. That way, if they need anything hospital-wise, then they can reach out to us at that number. Also, I wanted to add that you don't need a referral to see the Wound Care Center. So, you can just call the hospital or the Wound Care Center directly, and they can get you in to be seen if you have a wound that is not healing and has not taken. Adam's shared a lot of information today that's been great. Another thing that he didn't add, we just recently got new oxygen therapy, the hyperbaric chambers. So they're a little more advanced now than what we've had, and he may want to share a little bit more on that, but I just thought I'd tell you that we just got new ones in, and they're really nice.
Yeah. Adam, let us know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we got two brand new hyperbaric oxygen chambers. Our other ones being the first in Kansas to offer wound care. Ours, of course, aged out the first, which allowed us to get new chambers. We got two brand new 36-inch hyperbaric chambers, which are the biggest in the area. So, it just provides a little more patient comfort when they're, have a little more space in there to move around and get comfortable.
So now that's pretty cool, and like you said, Wilson was kind of ahead of its time getting those in 1999, and again the first of kind in Kansas and the area. So, and also award winning as well. So guys, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we will talk to the Wilson Medical Center, you guys, next month.
All right. Great. Well, thanks, Kyle. We appreciate you letting us come on.
We thank you for sponsoring the Wilson Medical Center question of the day as well. We definitely appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Denise York from the from Coffeyville's Reawakening. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday in Southeast Kansas.